I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. If you love movies, you're in mourning today for Richard Attenborough. The British film legend passed away yesterday at the age of 90. As a director, Attenborough scored huge hits with films like Gandhi and Cry Freedom. But he was an actor, too, on the cast of Spielberg's Jurassic Park, for instance, and in lots of other movies. Our BBC colleague Vincent Dowd looks back at Attenborough's long career.
Richard Attenborough's screen career started in 1942 in the classic naval drama In Which We Serve, but his career took off 5 years later, playing the psychopathic Pinky in the dark thriller Brighton Rock.
It won't hurt.
What won't hurt, Pinky?
Dying together. If the worst happens, we gotta act quick. You don't want to see me hang, do you?
No!
Attenborough was never glamorous, but he was ambitious and had a rare talent for self-reinvention. He and his brother David, later famous as a BBC broadcaster, grew up with socially conscious parents. In the late 30s, his mother decided to help victims of the Spanish Civil War.
They brought back 50 Basque refugee orphans, and she looked after 50 kids from the north of Spain. They brought refugees from Germany. So my life has been determined in no small measure by their example. That was the way to behave.
But social conscience had to wait while Attenborough acted in some rather ordinary films of the 1950s and on stage. In 1952 in London, he was the original police officer in Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. In 1960, frustrated at the way his career was going, he produced his first film. And in 1969 came a big-budget surprise.
Granny, what did Daddy do in the war?
With Oh, What a Lovely War, Attenborough proved he could handle a complex production as both producer and director.
But on Saturday I'm willing, if you'll only take the shilling, to make a man of any one of you.
The film showed real flair, but what had been important, he later said, was the material's underlying quality.
And that has applied in almost anything and everything I've ever done. It is the actual material that fascinates me, not the process of actually making films. I'm not an auteur in any sense. I want to tell stories.
And there was one story which Richard Attenborough tried for years to tell. Getting finance for a movie about Gandhi proved a long labour of love. The fascination had begun as a teenager.
I remember going to see a newsreel, Gandhiji arriving, maybe in the East End, I can't remember, and people laughed and giggled at the image of this man in this dhoti, this sheet. And my father saying to me, sotto voce, Richard, that is one of the great men of our time.
Despite the best intentions of the best of you, you must, in the nature of things, humiliate us to control us. It is time you left.
With respect, Mr. Gandhi, without British administration, this country would be reduced to chaos.
Defying the doubters, in 1982, Gandhi took 8 Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actor for Ben Kingsley.
There is no people on earth who would not prefer their own bad government to the good government of an alien power.
This is the Stephen Biko.
Biko! Biko!
You stand up to him any way he chooses.
Stephen Biko.
In 1987 came Cry Freedom, another factual drama about the relationship between the white South African journalist Donald Woods and the black activist Steve Biko.
I'm talking about the indirect violence you get through starvation in the townships. I'm talking about the hopelessness, the desolation of the transit camps. Now, I think that constitutes more terrorism than the words these men have spoken here, but they stand charged, and white society is not charged.
Next came a total flop, his version of the musical A Chorus Line, and then a quieter, character-driven piece. Shadowlands, about the writer C.S. Lewis, was, he thought, his best film. In 1993, he became Lord Attenborough. At Christmas 2004, his daughter Ginny and granddaughter Lucy were killed in the Indian Ocean tsunami. It was a huge burden to bear in his 80s. In 2007, he said his greatest hope was that his much-loved parents would have approved of what he'd done in life.
I would like them to say to me, in a way, Dick, that's all right. What you've done is all right and acceptable. If I could manage that, I would be very happy.
At times, Richard Attenborough was mocked as rather theatrical in his public pronouncements. He was never the most fashionable of filmmakers, but his best works, such as Gandhi and Shadowlands, turned a character actor into one of the most successful directors of his generation.
The BBC's Vincent Dowd. We wanted to add one last bit of Lord Attenborough, of him remembering the early days of getting Gandhi to the screen. The movie was 20 years in the making. Attenborough's personal obsession was the man, and getting a movie about his life produced. And the way Attenborough wanted to do it, in India, in public, getting it authentically right, meant he had to talk to the right people. And that meant getting to people in high places like Prime Minister Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru.
I remember going to see him at 8:30 on a Monday morning, and he had that marvellous ability, which some people have, to persuade you immediately that you were the one person on earth that he wanted to meet at 8:30 on a Monday morning.
One problem? Nehru's assistant gave Attenborough precisely 30 minutes for the meeting. Prime Minister Nehru, Attenborough said, did not make that easy.
After about 3 hours, we were literally sitting on the floor, he most gracefully, me most inelegantly, looking through picture albums. And he was telling me this anecdote and that anecdote and so on. And finally he said, well, of course you must meet the cabinet. You must meet everybody involved. We'll give you every help you want, and you must have total facilities and research facilities and so on. Oh, of course, he said, and you must meet my daughter. And he picked up the phone. He said, Indra, I'm sending an English actor up to have lunch. You give him lunch and then send him back to me. And so I met Mrs. Gandhi.
Attenborough was suddenly an insider to the whole Nehru-Gandhi dynasty, and that helped when he actually began filming in 1980. When you've got a funeral scene with an estimated 400,000 extras, you better have officials on your side. Richard Attenborough died yesterday at the age of 90.